Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Good morning on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We are in a new month now, in the month of November. Time is really going fast. We are going through so many months, especially the months that have the B-E-R. A lot of things happen when we have those months with the end of the suffix P-B-E-R, BER. And a lot of things are going on this earth. And thank God, God is really cutting the time short. Months are going so fast, weeks and days, praise God. And next thing we know, we'll be in another year, 2025. And Lord, I thank you. And I thank God for blessing me to be alive to see another day. It's a blessing to know the Lord and His righteousness. But one thing about it, God is good, and His mercy endures forever. I thank God for taking this opportunity. You all need to do that as well. When you get up in the morning, you should take that opportunity to say, "Lord, thank you that I am alive today. Because if it wasn't for your grace and mercy, I would not be here because of you." And most of all, we need to show our gratitude to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for this dying world. He went to sacrifice Himself, body, soul, and spirit, that we will have the right to the kingdom of God, that we will have the right of life. And He is the tree of life. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, for He is the tree of life. But I thank God for His grace and His mercy. And today, a day that we need to worship the Lord. Thank God that the Lord took care of you. We need to thank God that He watched over our family, that He took care of you going to work and coming back from work. He took care of you when you traveling to the grocery store to buy groceries. He provided you means. He had provided you money financially to take care of you and your family. We need to thank God. We need to take this time to really thank God. Even those who lost their loved ones, they lost their loved one through health, through a accidental death, praise God. Some have lost their job. But thank God, there is hope. Some people have lost their home, but one thing about it, God will provide. I thank God for Jehovah Jireh. He will provide. And most of all, I thank God, He's the bishop of our soul. And thank God that He's watching over every one of us because we are His children. And thank God for giving us that hope and that peace, and giving us all what we need in this hour. So God is good, and His mercy endures forever. But all today, I thank God, I want to take this opportunity to know the Lord. This morning, I would like to go into the book of Proverbs. Thank God, starting at the 4th chapter of Proverbs, based on wisdom. You know, the whole book of Proverbs came from Solomon. God gave Solomon wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and how to conduct his house, to how to conduct his people in true leadership and being a leader for his people. And it takes wisdom, praise God, to be a leader. It takes wisdom, praise God, to supervise, to be a shepherd, praise God, over God's people, over their spirit, Because as a shepherd, praise God, your job, our job, praise God, is to minister to their spirit, to tell them what thus say the Lord. But thank God, you got to have the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding how to present the word of God to those who need to hear it. Because you're dealing with different types of spirit. Some people have sensitive spirit. Some people have very rude spirit. Praise God. Some people, praise God, have a spirit they want to compromise with God. And you got some people got a spirit of undermining the word of God. But one thing about it, you have to have a strong wisdom and a strong discernment and how to determine and how to present the word of God. And that's one thing I love about God. When we need to know something, we need to ask him because he knows the way. He see before we do, praise God. He see what the enemy do while you sleeping. He see what the enemy schemes and plots and what he going to do to set traps for God's people. So we have to have wisdom to make decisions, praise God, when it comes to God's house, when it comes to God's work, when it comes to God's program, praise God. Wherever God give to every one of us, a job, an assignment, we need to ask God for wisdom. And one thing about it, I will read what it says, get wisdom at any cost. At any cost, get wisdom. In the world that we are living in today, we need wisdom. We have to be very careful in how we conduct ourselves. We need wisdom and when to be quiet and when to talk. But one thing about it, we need wisdom. And I thank God, she is, praise God, wisdom. And God gave Solomon wisdom and how to conduct his house, like I said, and how to supervise his people, praise God, because they always come to Solomon with any kind of issue, praise God. And Solomon was a wise man, a wise man. People from around the world heard about Solomon, and they wanted to see this man with all this wisdom. But he was a wise man because God gave him that and how to answer questions. When there is a crisis, when there is a issue, Solomon, God gave Solomon the gift and how to resolve it. And I thank God for Jesus. But listen to what the word of God said. Get wisdom at any cost. Listen, my son, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching, for I too was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. Then he taught me, and he said to me, take hold of my words with all your heart, keep my commands, and you will live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget any words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Cherish her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will give you a garland to grace your head and present you with a glorious crown. And that's what it is, what it takes. Wisdom. We need to ask God to give us wisdom. In the church system today, we as a people of God, we need to ask God to give us more wisdom than ever before. We do not need to take God for granted. And especially us as a body of Christ. We need to ask God to give us wisdom and what to say and how to say it. And most time when God gives you a word to give to someone, most time we need to pray and say, Lord, how do you want me to present the word of God, this message to that individual? It takes wisdom because you got to ask God to help you how to discern that person's spirit. Some people's spirit are very sensitive, but you have to learn to ask the Lord to give you wisdom and how to proceed to relate that message to that individual. Wisdom is very important. It helps us how to conduct our business and how to run our home, thank God, and how to handle our children, our marriage, our financial situation. Wisdom plays a very important part. I just read what it says, thank God for Jesus, wisdom. I thank God that we need to ask God to give us an understanding. We come to his word, how we can understand the word of God. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for wisdom. When God gives us the word, he's our heavenly father. I know we have our earthly father, but we have the heavenly father. He always gives us what we need when it comes to his word. He'll give us instruction and how to follow his word. And that's why he said, listen, my son, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning. And the word of God is a sound doctrine. When the Father talked to us, when we read the word of God, do God talk to us? Yes, he does. He talked to us when we read his word. When the Son, our elder brother, when we read what he said, praise God, we can hear the voice of God when we read out loud. But most of all, we thank God for the word. See, that's why he said, listen to what I am saying to you. Pay attention and gain understanding when I give you my word. And I thank God because he had taught us how to hold on to the word of God, that we are facing a lot of obstacles in this year. But thank God for Jesus. Take hold to the word of God. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Get direction and what God wants you to do, especially in the month of November. Praise God. We are trusting God. Trusting God in this month. We're going to hold on to what God say in his word. We're not going to go about what man say. We're going to go about what God say. Whatever the word of God say, we're going to follow his instruction. We're going to follow his direction. We're going to get wisdom. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's get hold of wisdom. Let wisdom teach us what we need to know. And let us be wise as a serpent and be humble as a dove. But we need to keep our eye on Jesus Christ. And God is an only wise God. And I thank God for his word. So let's grab hold to wisdom. Let's cherish wisdom. Let's apply wisdom. And every day, throughout the day, asking God for wisdom. Praise God, because you will make the right decision when you ask God for wisdom, and you will never regret it. But I truly thank God for his purpose and his word, because the word of God is true. Regardless of what the enemy say, the word of God is true. So may the mercy of God, I thank God for Jesus. Let the mercy of God rest upon us. And I hope you have a great weekend. May God bless you. Get wisdom. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.